Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of the Savvy Girls Podcast. This is Savvy Girl Melanie, and I am podcasting solo once again from Prague, Czech Republic. And I'm sorry, Deborah, you don't get to be on this one, but all the rest of you get to listen along. So sit back, grab your knitting sticks, learn a few words of Czech, like křeček, which means hamster, important words, and enjoy the show. And I said, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. It is a beautiful spring day here in Prague. I am walking away from my castle. I'm going to catch the streetcar to the central train station, to Brno, to concert hall, to sing there. It's the sort of day where you can smell all the flowers in the air and growing things, and the birds are happy and everything is cheery. It's one of those days. And I am wearing my new garnet necklace and my new garnet ring and my new sweater top, although it feels like it's going to be a hot day. Remember how I had ruined all bunch of my clothes in Budapest through trying to be responsible and washing them? Well, I went to the mall with Elitse the other day and managed to replace two of the tops. I got two cute little sweaters. Don't know if they're good quality, don't know if they're going to last, but they were something like $10 each, which is how much I would usually spend for good quality sweaters. But it doesn't matter because I have clothes. Again, I am once again looking snazzy. Well, a little snazzy anyway. I'm hoping to find somewhere to check my email on the way. I'm hoping to find somewhere to grab some food on the way. I have about an hour and 30 minutes before I need to meet Alice, pianist, at the train station. Goodbye, castle grounds. Out through the secret door to the real world. I'm on the train with Elitse.
Hello.
And James.
Ciao.
And we're heading to Brno for another concert. And I'm actually knitting on the train, so there's some knitting content to this knitting podcast for the first time in days. And second class is a lot different than first class. It's not as exclusive, but it's fun because there's lots of people to watch and lots of puppies. So how do you say knitting in Czech?
Pletení.
Pletení? There we go. Now you're good. You can come here and buy wool. You can just ask for pletení. And we should be there in about 2 hours. Can you explain what you just told me?
Able to find who is from US or North America, because it's typical in restaurant that they start probably with knife and pork, but after 1 minute they use only pork in their right hand and knife left by the plate.
Now, I didn't realize I was doing this, but it's true. It's true. In the Czech Republic, your fork is in your left hand, your knife is in your right, and you hold them both, which saves a lot of time. Also, if someone's attacking you, you have a knife right here. But it's very interesting. As soon as I get a new fork, because I drop my fork, I'm going to try this. It's just cool. So I guess this is a secret way to know who is a tourist and who is not. That makes me sad. I'm going to need to learn this.
It's socially unacceptable to use your fork with your right hand and your knife with your left hand in Europe.
So it's a problem anywhere. For the people.
And it's a problem with left-handed people because it's uncomfortable for them.
Right, yeah. So that means I'm being really rude. Never mind the elbows on the table and everything and the fact I keep dropping your forks and knives. It's the fact that I'm eating.
I mean, it's a combination of all these factors. They're going to kick you out in a minute.
Oh, We are on the train. I'm with Alice and James, and we are... I know your name.
No.
I was dramatic, Paul. I was going to sit in Czech, but then I forget it in Czech.
Jan.
That's it?
Jan. Oh. Hansa.
That was it.
I was like, the same thing.
It's not this dude. I am here on the train with Alice and James, or Honza in Czech, and I don't have a Czech name. I kind of wish I did.
Melanie.
That's who I am. And we just finished with the concert, and tell us about it, Alice.
We are lucky.
We are lucky because...
because everything was great, and people were standing, which is not very often in Czech Republic, so it was perfect.
Yeah, we got a standing ovation, which was wonderful, and we performed 4 knitting songs. What did you think about the knitting music? I'll be honest.
it's cute.
Makes you cry?
No. Chansons makes me cry, but it's cute. It's lovely songs.
You're very nice. Do they make you want to do knitting?
No, I don't.
No. How about you?
There's nothing on this planet that would make me want to do knitting.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's almost midnight again, and I'm heading home from my concert in Brno. You already heard a little bit of us on the train. James, who is one of the concert organizers, and Alice, the pianist, and I. And we had so much fun. It was just fun. We arrived in Brno. We went to a pub, as you know, and we hung out there. I had the most interesting lemonade pretty much ever. I'm carrying 8 beautiful tulips. I love getting bouquets. Anyway, we did the concert. There were about 40 people there. It wasn't a huge audience, but they loved it. They gave a standing ovation, and I heard tonight that... Come on, secret gate. There. And I've heard that that's a rare thing here in the Czech Republic. People are very discerning, especially in the bigger cities. And Brno is the second biggest city in the Czech Republic. So, we caught the train home. Some sporting event had just ended. I think they said it was an ice hockey game. I'm not sure against whom. People had flags that were blue, one stripe of blue and one stripe of white. Basically, almost everyone on the train, they were just so drunk. Drunken mess of people on the train. And we felt very respectable in our own compartment, listening to all the revelry going on around us and being artistes. Come on, hold on, this won't lock. Lucky me, I get to stay in the castle a couple days longer than I thought. Initially, the plan was to move out the day before the big concert at Spanish Hall and stay with one of the Canadian embassy staff workers, who is so nice. We're actually hanging out on Sunday. But the person who was supposed to come stay in the castle next, I suppose he canceled or changed his plans. So my life here is all castle, all the time. What else? Oh, nope. I thought I spotted a hedgehog, but it was just a rock. We got back, and I caught the metro to line red. I suppose that's line C, and I transferred to line A, which is the green, and I came back here where I'm staying. And again, the drunken hordes were out in force. So were the subway inspectors. So hint of the day, it is worth buying a metro ticket. Honor system seems pretty nice. Until you're caught without a ticket, which I was not, but until you're caught without a ticket and you have to pay a huge fine. The castle looks so peaceful at night. Oh, it's a bit chilly, the weather here. It's probably like May back at home. I guess it's almost May here. It's a bit rainy, a bit cool at night. Today was lovely. And I guess there's not really much more to say. Tomorrow, I've been invited to a private event, a private party, which is going to be fun. I'll probably end up singing at it, which I hope I do because I love singing. And I love singing for the people here because they're so nice. And Sunday, I am hanging out with some of the friends I have here, and then Monday is the next concert, and then Tuesday is the big concert. I love Prague. I love it so, so much. So yesterday I was just thinking how nice it was that for the first time ever I would be in Prague and I would not be ill. Yep, thought too soon. I can't get sick. I just can't get sick. It's not fair. I have this big concert. I am hoping I just have misbehaving bronchioles or something, and they're just so used to being agitated in Prague that they're just doing what they know how to do. Come on, don't get sick. Not fair, not fair. But anyway, that is not why I'm podcasting right now. I'm podcasting because I do have knitting content. I got in trouble because of knitting. Look what you people do to me. It's just not fair. Yesterday on the train, I made pretty good headway on my gloves or socks or whatever it's going to be. The tube of 64 stitches with ribbing at the bottom, so whatever it turns out to be. And I thought, okay, I'm not sure how to do make one left, or whatever it's called. I'm definitely not sure how to do make one right. So I will just work on the second tube for a little while. Which is what I did today, this morning. I got on the tram and got on the subway and worked away at it. And I was waiting for the subway after getting off the tram, and this older woman comes up to me. She puts one hand on my purse, one hand on my knitting, and starts yelling at me in Czech about how it's no-no, it's dangerous, and how I need to put my knitting away, and how it's not permitted, etc., etc. Now, as Deborah can tell you, we don't get in trouble well. Oh. The result of her saying not to knit was for me to pretty much vow that I was not only going to knit as much as possible. I was going to knit as much as possible where she could see me. So I sort of shrugged her off. And by the way, it's one thing for someone to come over and talk to you. It's another thing for someone to touch your bag, and even worse, touch your knitting, which she did. So I shrugged her off, took a few steps away, turned at her, gave her a little wink, kept knitting. Oh, is this a yarn store? Whew. Anyway, so the metro came and I got on. And I was sitting there knitting away. And keep in mind that the sticks are tiny little bamboo, size 1 sticks. They probably couldn't even hurt a fillet. They're not even sharp. When I drop a stitch, I can barely even pick it up because they're so blunt on the ends. And they're all bent and stuff because they're that fragile. They are not dangerous. So the woman comes over and sits across from me. And again, she tries to touch my bag. She tries to touch my hand. And she starts raising her voice and saying, no, no. It's bad, it's bad, it's dangerous. And everyone's watching us, and it's just not fair. I just want to sit and knit on the subway. There's that podcast, Subway Knits, based in New York. And if it were based here, probably it would be like a Jerry Springer show with people yelling and hitting each other with their knitting sticks. Just, ah. So I managed to get off the subway with no more altercations, and I'm out now on the street trying to find the entrance to the mall where I went the other day with Elitse, because there's a vegetarian place in the mall and I'm tired of eating McDonald's fries and cheesy sandwiches. It's time for some proper food. Also, there's internet. It's a huge mall. It's got to be here somewhere. That's it, really. But I deserve a golden knitting stick or something for defending knitting. I am the defender of knitting in Prague. And even thinking of it from her point of view, even trying to be diplomatic, I don't see what her problem was, because I wasn't knitting at her. I wasn't anywhere near her. She approached me. I wasn't sticking out the sharp ends, which weren't sharp, at people. I was just minding my own business. Sometimes being a knitter is so hard. I can't believe I just called myself a knitter. I think that's the worst part of all.
Come před mi tmoucí, ten zběh znovu prchá, ztracen na sám. Já nejsem lhář, svůj boj dřív nevzdám, než setkám se s ním, přece jen tváři v tvář.
Well, I was heading to the historic district and I got waylaid by a Tesco, which is a big old supermarket, and here I am. And I'm waylaid in the Tesco by the tea section, because if one's throat is a little bit off, this is probably the place to be. And I just can't pick. There are some crazy teas. Papaya and hibiscus. Wish they had that at home. Lychee and rose. And Andalusia infusion, which seems to be citrus and orange blossoms. And they have a picture of an orange, a grapefruit, a lime, and blossoms, and a bull ring. Because nothing says bullfighting like orange and hibiscus blossoms. There's also peach mango. There's just crazy teas. Lemon Melissa, and I think Melissa is mint. Anyway, I'm going to get the rose and lychee and the Andalusia, because why not? And, oh my gosh, they have all sorts of samples. They have Oreo. They have Nutella. This is the best supermarket. This is the best way to see a city. Just come shopping. Free Nutella. This is the best day ever.
Slyštu píseň zástupů ze slzavého údolí. Chcem tady žít, už máme bídy dost i bět a své volí. Víme jen, že přijde den, kdy s Bohem dáme temnotám. S monarchy zúčtujem a svoboda přijde k nám. Zítra vládcové už nesmějí si s námi jen tak rád. My navštívenku ohnivou jim pošlem z barikád. Vždyť ten, koho bohové milují, umírá mlád.
Adovská příští zastávka Bořislav.
All right. I am off the tram once again. It's evening and I am heading back to my castle for another couple hours of taking a shower, definitely hand washing some clothes, and Downton Abbey, which is perfect for watching in the castle. I managed, okay, total cop out. I ate lunch, okay, why do none of my clothes fit? This is why. So I really felt like going to a vegan restaurant today. I really felt like eating something that wasn't chips or fried cheese. And when Elitza and I were at a pizza restaurant the other day at Undell Station, I noticed there was a vegan restaurant. So I thought I'd go there, and it was pretty good. They used some kind of egg substitute in a lot of things that tasted just like egg, and I'm not a huge fan of scrambly eggs in rolls and in pancakey things. There were a few things I probably shouldn't have gotten because I didn't love them. But overall, the food was really nice. And I didn't get a lot because they weighed it, so I didn't want to get a whole bunch of something I wouldn't like. And I tried it, had bits of a lot of the different tofus, and it was really nice to actually eat something that was semi-healthy and tasty and really nice. But then I couldn't get the internet from that part of the food court, so I had to go to the McDonald's part afterwards. And what's interesting is that all of the different fast food court areas have their own seating area. So for the McDonald's part, you had to go actually eat at McDonald's to sit in their seating area. Not that they would have cared, but each place also had their own silverware, better for the environment. I didn't want to take a knife and fork from the vegan place over to McDonald's. Anyway, I ended up just getting a Diet Coke and maybe a small fries and a sundae at the McDonald's, and I spent quite a while there checking email and getting stuff done, etc., etc. I'm on hedgehog watch here. I don't think they're out tonight. After that, I walked around the mall. I bought one more cardigan from CNA, the same place where I had bought the original two tops I bought the other day, because it doesn't hurt to have three. Even if they fall apart in the wash, I'm set. And I'm going to be traveling for quite a while still, so it's good to have clothes. And then I met Jan at his apartment, and we went to his mother's birthday party. Yan and his mother are two of the foremost organizers of the American Spring Festival here in Prague, and it was her birthday, and it was an honor to be invited to this party, and I sang at the party, and we had a great time. You've already met Jan, or James. Alice was there, and there was a physicist, whose name I forget. And who else was... Oh, Petra, who's one of the organizers, was also at our table. And we had some interesting conversations.
He's a very dangerous girl.
I recognize.
So I'm here at a party, and everybody's laughing at me, Alice.
No, not for you.
And we're not talking about knitting, so that's good. I'm here with Alice and a physicist.
Say hi.
Hi.
And he keeps calling me Drzy. And what does Drzy mean in English?
Cheeky.
So you're being a bad girl.
I'm not a bad girl. No, not bad.
Okay. Drzy is naughty, cheeky.
Naughty
cheeky.
Girl.
You are really cheeky.
Why?
Girl.
Why am I cheeky girl?
It's a good question, but it's not easy to answer.
That's a physicist's answer if there ever was one.
Oh dear.
There's a tower right above us, and what happens in the tower?
There was a big defenestration, second Prague defenestration, but I don't remember exactly the year.
Yes.
And since you are Prague citizens, do you defenestrate?
Yeah.
When you don't like somebody, you just out the window?
Yeah, but they survived because there was a big...
A moat?
No. I don't know how it's called when you eat something and the rest is...
Shh. Oh, like a carcass.
No.
Hay?
No hay. If you...
You eat.
Eat something, uh-huh. And now you oh, are like... going to the toilet.
Oh, horse shit.
It was soft material and they survive because they fall in this...
Wait, so...
soft place.
So... Yeah. So someone was kicked out the window and fell on a pile of horse shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your city is the best.
Yes, but the first demonstration, I think it was worst because
they
didn't survive. Yes, because it was on the copy, you know,
on the cobblestone or on
it was
sharp.
It was not on stone, but on some strong
like a pole.
Wood with.
Like a spike.
Indians. Yes, spike. Yes.
Oh.
Metallic spike.
Yes.
Oh.
So they didn't survive.
So, again, when you're angry at somebody, if your children misbehave, you defenestrate them?
No, this is a method only for government.
Oh, okay. All right, everyone. It's been a long night. It's been a fun night. I am still fighting this sick thing, I think. As long as I don't cough, my voice seems healthy. I feel healthy. It's just when I cough, I sound like I'm sick. So I bought a whole bunch of some kind of German brand of Ricola. Ricola is Swiss. And this is some kind of other brand that they told me in the pharmacy was the brand in Germany. So I figured, okay, since they don't have Ricola, I'll get that. I made a little headway on my squeaky sock glove tube with ribbing, whatever it's going to be. And, I'm almost back at my door. So good night, everyone. Tomorrow should be interesting. I am touring the city a little. Haven't played tourist for a while, as in a year. So I'm going to be touring a bit. And I'm meeting Alice and Jan and pretty much everyone. I'm meeting them in the evening for a night out. I'm going to a wine bar, going to a pub. I don't drink, really, but I like going places, and it's going to be fun. And hopefully not too smoky.
Má tak rád, když s úsměvem ho vítám, když jdem tmou a nábřeží už dřímá. Je nesvůj, když den mě neobjímá a jeho drobných něžností se sotva dopočítám.
It's another beautiful day here in Prague, and I still don't know if I have the plague or not. I'm trying to figure it out. My voice is definitely covered. There's something, either my vocal cords are a bit swollen, or there's mucus. I know, unsubscribe. There's mucus or something, I don't know. because I'm clearing my throat a lot. And whenever I cough, I sound like I'm in the end stages of consumption. But unlike last year, I can control the cough, mostly. So I am just going to pretend I'm not sick, take care of myself, somewhat, and hope for the best. I'm meeting a bunch of friends later. We're going to a wine bar and, I don't know, somewhere or other. Hopefully we won't be out too late, and hopefully it won't be too smoky. I rinsed out all my clothes from yesterday. Every morning, I take a shower and wash some clothes, which thus far is working. I'm tired. And it's something like 1:30 p.m., and I'm just setting out. I thought I'd take it easy today. Oh, dear. So I'm walking down the street, repeating again and again to myself the words of Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of Gold, in Czech, trying to learn them. All of a sudden, I come upon an intersection with a choir of children who are singing the very song I'm trying to memorize. It was very random. So there's some kind of rally here. It's either possibly March of the Living Czech Republic, possibly in support of Israel, which is really nice to see. And people have flags, people have stickers that say, Israel, I stand with you. And it's really nice to see here. It's in the Jewish quarter. There have been Jewish people here for hundreds of years. And it was a nice surprise. I'm now in the main square, and as you can hear, there is all sorts of different things happening. Some kids are playing volleyball, there are tourists, there are horses, there's a big band, sort of, with some strange instruments. There are millions of tourists, of course. There are tour groups, there's the big clock, of course. I told you about that last year, the story of the clock. And there are a bunch of cute but overpriced restaurants. All in all, it's a really nice day to be in the square. I just wish I didn't have to be nice to my stupid bronchioles. I just want to enjoy Prague, not worry about the plague. It's so touristy, but also so awesome. I'm sure if/when any of you come to Prague, this is where you'll end up. Everybody does, in the main square. And when you do, have a good look around. Don't just look at the buildings or look at the few buildings that whoever is guiding you or your book is telling you to see. But look at everything. The buildings are gorgeous. And look at the other people. I mean, there are people touring on freaking, what are they called, pedways. The city is probably about 1,000 years old, this square. And there are people zipping through it on pedways. It's craziness. Za lasami, za górami, za dolinami, obliczę dwa kurale, czupagami. Ej, kurale, nie liczę się. Mam kuraka, dwa warkocze, podzielicę się. Ej, kurale, nie liczę się. Mam kuraka, dwa warkocze, podzielicę się. since I'm cheap, I wanted to make sure I got a good deal when I bought my garnets. So I came to the tourist garnet area and walked into one of the garnet stores and found as similar a ring as I could to what I had bought. Actually, no, that's not true. It had one garnet to the five, pretty much the same amount of silver, maybe a slight bit more, and one garnet to the five that I had bought. So it wasn't as nice a ring. Definitely shouldn't have been worth as much. And it cost 1,100 Czech crowns. Now, I paid just over 500, and then I got 20% off, so it was about 450. It was almost three times more to buy something that was nowhere near as nice. That makes me happy. I got a good deal. And that also shows any of you who are going to Prague that the place to buy garnets is the little store at the Diplomat Hotel at Davidska Station. It takes 5 minutes to get there from the center. You save $50 to $100. Or more, depending on what you're buying. And that is my travel tip of the day, or one of them anyway. I'm not even going to admit how much time I just spent in the McDonald's. I know, there's so much good food in this city. However, in my defense, A, I'm trying to save money, and McDonald's is cheap. B, finding food that's vegetarian can be kind... Oh, okay, I just passed this daily vegetarian special for 150 crowns at an Indian restaurant in the mall. Should have gone there, but I didn't know that. And what can I say? It's just easy. It's a complete cop-out, but it's easy. And there's internet, and the internet's really fast. So to upload podcasts or download things, because Savvy Bro and Savvy Deborah and I, we all share files, different segments of the podcast between each other's computers. And to do that, we need internet. And I had just finished editing the podcast from Hungary, and so I needed to get it to everybody else. And McDonald's is a good place to do it. Anyway, I'm being super lazy. I don't feel like fighting with tourists. I don't feel like wandering around outside. Well, I do. I'm being nice to my voice. So I'm going to go look at clothes because I don't need any clothes. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to look, right? Right. Okay, so I bought a coat. I really didn't want to spend money on a stupid coat, because although I need one here, they're overpriced for what you get. And most coats that I've seen have been about 1,400 crowns to 2,000 crowns, which is about $50 to $100. Well, I found one at H&M. It was reduced to $30, approximately. And I thought, okay, all right, I need a coat. Especially with my throat this way, Savvy Mom would freak out and march me into a coat store and force me to buy any coat, no matter how much it costs, because she'd say I'm being stupid, spending money on jewelry and food and fun and not on a coat, which I need. Savvy Mom, you are correct. I bought a coat. I look kind of like a hobo in it, but maybe it's not so bad. It's not so bad, right? Hopefully.
Bonsoir, monsieur, klaním se vám, podnik jak klícka uznáte sám. Chutná tu všem, pokrm i kvas, u sousedů by ukradli vás. Já mám plnej sejf, tady zní jen zpěv, a tak se kde kdo ptá, kdože je tu šéf.
Once again, it is evening and I'm heading home, and it's 10:35, which to me, I'm a pooper. 10:35 is late for me, but for everyone I was with, they were shocked I gave up so quickly. They wanted to keep going and keep going, and if I weren't singing a concert tomorrow, I would have liked to keep going too, because they're nice and it's fun to hang out with people. It's just fun. Except I am tired, and I do have a concert tomorrow, and I haven't gotten any worse. So I have hopes. My hopes are that I can control the coughing, that I don't get any sicker, that my voice doesn't go anywhere, and that it'll be fine. And I'm pretty sure it will be fine. Right? Right? I wish I could make a bronchitis cozy, a bronchial cozy. Of course, that would involve knitting, so that would be a pain. So I met Alice and Petra and Petra's friend and James today, and we started at, I forget what it's called, started with an S. And I'm sure if you come to Prague, it's the bar that everybody goes to. It's Bar Cafe. And I think political dissidents and philosophers and everyone used to meet there. And now it's a big tourist place and everything is super overpriced. But they wanted me to see it, and I wanted to see it, and it was a lot of fun. We just got... The castle even has bells. Anyway, I just got a water. We didn't order any food there. We just hung out there for a while, and then we found an adorable Thai place called Lemon Leaf. My favorite Thai place in New York is called Lime Leaf, and my favorite Thai place here, only Thai place, is called Lemon Leaf. And slightly more expensive by Czech standards than some of the other places I've seen. Way cheaper than any restaurant in the square. But a lot cheaper than Thai food back in Canada, let me tell you. I had a wonderful soup there. And we were going to go out to a wine bar afterwards, but as I said, I'm singing. It's getting late. And everything, even though they have non-smoking sections sometimes, everything is really smoky. And I don't know if everyone here is just desensitized to it or what, but it's hard. It's hard because I don't want this to be an issue, but I'm a lily-livered North American, and it is, especially with the coughing and worrying about my voice, and it's just unhealthy. Unfortunately, and here starts the yelling from Savvy Mom, unfortunately, I didn't wear my lovely new coat. I wanted to be able to snuggle down in it when I do wear it, and I don't want it smelling like cigarette smoke. So I've been cuddling my plastic bag-wrapped new coat, and... Oh, the castle's warm. All right, no more complaining. I am going to take a warm shower, get into my single pair of pajamas that could probably use a washing at some point, and watch some Downton Abbey.
And it's sweet, it's a ding-dong treat. Knitting socks for little feet.
Just sitting with your knitting all day long.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
With knit one, purl two, what's a knitter gonna do with a gall? Darn, ball of yarn, and stitch three, drop four, pitch that knitting.
Thank you for listening to episode 80 of the Savvy Girls podcast. If you'd like to reach us, you can go on Facebook. We have a fun Facebook group, which we occasionally visit. We are on Ravelry, of course. We have a very active group there. We are on Twitter, Savvy Girls PCast. And I can be reached at Melanie at Savvy Girls. I don't know how to reach me. Melanie at Savvy Girls PCast. I think it's Melanie at SavvyGirls.ca. I think that's it. And Deborah's is at Deborah at SavvyGirls.ca. So send us an email. And one more show in Prague, and then on to more adventures, I suppose. So until next time, tend to your knitting, kitten.
Cardigan would look silly without long green stripes.
Well, don't shout.
I'll shout if I want to. And do you know why?
Why?
Because I hate knitting.